today.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Well, as we all know, there has been a lot of interesting texts between Lori and Chad Daybell, particularly focusing on their romance, on their love, on their quest for eliminating obstacles around them, be it children, spouses, brothers, sisters. You name it, there's a lot of depth around these two. And when you have such passion, such extreme love and beliefs in one another, you'd have to imagine that you're going to have extreme names for things as well. You know where I'm going with this? Hey, I'm just the messenger. We learned in court today that there's a special name for, as the witness put it, Chad's penis. Now, I'm kind of surprised this didn't come out more in the love text string that we've read back on there. Maybe it did, and I missed it. I don't know. But we have definition now, in case you're playing along at home and waking up in the morning going, gee, I wonder what Lori calls Chad's penis. You're having your Wheaties this morning going, huh, you know, we need more milk, but I wonder what that name is. Well, congratulations, kids. We're going to learn about that today. This is courtroom audio. I'm not even going to say what it's going to. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to listen and discover. And while you're waiting, sit there and ponder and guess what the name may be. This is from court. Take a listen.
Line 2656 from Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. You are so adorable, beautiful, wonderful, heavenly, luscious, and angelic. So many divine attributes rolled into one dynamic, desirable package. I want you even more desperately than you want me. Line 2622 from Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. Just grab me by the storm, and I will follow you to the ends of the universe. Line 2608 from Lori Vallow to Chad Daybell. When might that be? Line 2607 from Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. Wednesday evening, and then repeatedly and gloriously until Friday.
And that communication continues, correct?
The next slide as well, yes.
Could you read those into the record, please?
Line 2605 from Lori Vallow to Chad Daybell. And then what? Line 2604 from Lori Vallow to Chad Daybell. Back to crying and saying goodbye. Back to the box. Line 2603 from Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. This trip to Utah had a lot of finality to it. I was told extreme changes are coming for me and to Utah. I welcome them both.
Now, in the text communication that's displayed to us on slides 21 and 22, why did you include this part of that communication in your summary for presentation in court?
Mainly for two reasons. One, it substantiates the affair that was being had between Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow, and it references a trip that Chad Daybell was planning to take to visit Lori Vallow the next week. So this text is on July 18th, 2019. Chad Daybell's travel to visit Lori Vallow in Arizona took place July 24th through July 26th. 2019, which is a Wednesday through Friday. So if you look at line 2607, it states Wednesday evening until Friday.
Okay. Are you aware of what some of the phrase, grab me by the storm and I will follow you to the ends of the earth, meant?
Objection calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. What did that mean?
The word storm is the name they had given to Chad Daybell's penis.
Okay. And so this was an anticipation of getting together with each other for sexual purposes?
Yes.
Okay. And at this time, Chad Daybell, was he still married to Tammy?
Yes.
How far from Charles Vallow's death was that?
This is 7 days after Charles Vallow's death.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
The storm. When you are alone at night and you're dreaming of someone somewhere, longing to hold you tight, but he can't. Because he's behind bars for melting your children and burying them in the backyard. Just remember, the storm. Yeah, they are rather, I would call them, ill individuals. So there you go. Sorry if that ruined it for anybody. If anybody's like, damn it, now I gotta change the name. My sincerest of apologies. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases that we follow for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.